Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Well, we can't have any random acts of silence. Now, originally, we were planning to have this out on February 28th, which would be my birthday, but I was having a house bill, and it just plans fall apart. Plans just really suck. It's hard to have plans to do anything when you still live with your parents. But when you're still 16, you still live with your parents. But anyway, here we are. We have the show going. We are going to be discussing hacking, freaking, whatever the hell else is on our mind. Maybe there's a bird outside our window. Let's talk about birds. So, Young Brain, be out. Freak out. We're not urinating on the air. What? Oh, come on. Bear with us. We do not have show notes prepared. We don't have anything prepared. We're just going. We're pulling this out of our ass as we go. We're just gonna start going. So, somebody, come on, pull up a topic, or let's just start talking.
Alright,
what do we have going on here?
944 Project, how about that one?
944 Project. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say I'm guilty as charged, one of the people who's holding it up.
Yeah, I'm definitely sorry. Need to, because I've got about 20 numbers done, but I've been really busy. I plan to finish them up next weekend.
Well, my 944 project is kind of paused until I get my wireless beige box going, because I cannot do it from home or I'm screwed.
Wireless beige box, I like that thing. That's like the beige box cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. That's going to be a good one.
That's props to G-Virus for that Nokia beige box. That was a nice idea. Not many people thought it was, but good idea.
I'm looking in my closet right now. I have an old Motorola i1000 Plus that was used with Nextel service. This thing is so old. It doesn't use SIM cards. That's how old it is. I just can't believe it. I don't know if there's anything you can do with it, though. I've looked and looked and looked. No codes, no anything, but I have a battery, a charger base, this,
well,
all that
it?
Stuff. i1000 Plus.
Oh.
Yeah, Google it.
Doing that now.
Alrighty, but, yeah, unfortunately, all the other old cell phones I have have met a death by screwdriver, because I'm always curious what's inside. But here I am in my new house. All my stuff is set up. And I finally got my computer going. A couple weeks ago, my motherboard fried on my dual Pentium 3 machine, and I haven't been able to do a damn thing since. But I just got it fixed today. So it's really good. Now I can start putting more numbers towards distributed.net. Which, speaking of which, Brain, you're like way past me in the numbers, man. What are you running it on?
A lot of things. Let's just say I got it on 4 school computers, 4 at home, 1 vacation home computer, and a couple other ones not to be mentioned.
Not to be mentioned. I like that. Now, how'd you get them on school computers? Wait, does your school have no filtering software?
Well, our school, they're the biggest dumb shits ever, man. Their library computers, Windows 95 boxes, not one thing protected. You could go in there and totally rip the whole thing, and no one would care.
Now, at mine and PB school, we have Windows 95 boxes, but...
Please, I'm Blake. Just
Okay, sounds good. They have Windows 95 boxes. They're kind of semi-protected. There's a lot of back doors, put it that way.
Oh, yeah. Hey, could you guys hold off for a second, please? I'll be right back.
All right.
Keep the show going.
All right. Freak out.
Yeah.
About your area, you in New Jersey, do you have overhead lines or underground lines? Phone lines.
We have overhead and underground.
That's kind of like here. Around in my neighborhood, we have overhead lines.
Yeah, that happens around here, but in the newer neighborhood, right,
I'm back.
We have underground.
How are y'all?
Just a sec.
All
right. Freak out was saying something. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, I pretty much finished. I was just saying that in the newer neighborhoods, they have underground lines.
All right, we were talking about overhead and underground lines and how both of our neighborhoods have both.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I don't remember anybody talking about it. I know everybody knows about underground lines. Like, I mean, as far as you pull up the sewer cover or the bell manhole cover. But has anybody seen this? It's a new one. It's like a green square that rises up a little bit out of the ground, and it has a... Remember from an old RFA episode, the lead attack ever with that doorknob?
Yeah.
Yeah. It has one of those doorknobs with the punch thing on it. And my guess is you could pretty much lead attack ever those if you really want to. Remember, we were on a school trip and we deviated from the group.
Yeah.
And we were actually, there's two guys down the hall. Their trucks are up there, locked. Damn. But then again, I'm not going to be walking around in a business suit carrying a Ryzen helmet or a handset or a garbage bag full of papers. That's besides the point this time. But we look down there. It's nothing like how you guys describe the manhole. It's really nice. It's clean. It looks like somebody's basement. And it's nice. It's long. It's basically the newer type of cable bolt. And so far, it seemed like... Wait, where? 1, 2, 3, 4... Yeah, there's a lot in my area, and I've seen them. I see the guys, they go up, they punch a little code, they lift up the cover, and they go down their little ladders. And there's lights down there. Oh, man, they got all the latest technology, like air and light. It's really amazing. Can you see any of those near your house, Frank?
No, the green boxes? No way. The closest thing to that around here is the big white ones where they have double doors on the sides, and you can pop in with a... hold out
the can.
Allen wrench. Yep, the cans.
Yeah,
the big cans.
The 716. Well,
yep.
What I'm saying is it's like just like a manhole, except it rises up out of the ground a little bit and looks like it has some vents. Actually let air out, kinda.
Wow, they can breathe?
Otherwise you'll probably suffocate and die.
yeah, there's actually breathable air down there because those guys are just down there running back and forth, plugging their handsets in. Like I said, it looks like a really nice facility down there. I don't know if anybody has seen these before.
That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, but as far as you have the can.
Oh, yeah,
and
I got plenty of cans.
You have that giant piece of, whatchamacallit near your house, the remote switch?
Oh, those aren't remote switches. I found out the other week by the magic of Google that's actually has to do with DSL and stuff. I found a whole PDF on them and posted it in General Hacking.
Signal extender type situation. So that I can reach longer, grab more people's wallets. And drag them away.
Yep.
Alright, because I was wondering. Yeah, I've been wondering about that for a while. That'd be pretty cool if it was like a remote equipment or something like that. Speaking of equipment, man, I really want to go to my central office, but I can't seem to get the phone number.
You should just go up and ask for a tour.
I don't know how likely they are to answer the door if some two random high school students come knocking. Yes, we'd like to come inside and see how you do everything so we can exploit it.
Wow. You know, I make frequent trips to my cove, but I never find anything. I go into dumpsters. I try getting in lots. Oh, man. I never find anything. They are either all locked up, or there's nothing in the dumpster, or it's raining. That's it.
Well, of course they're going to be locked up. They usually have pretty tight security.
There's a mosquito lever. There's floating West Nile. I'm trying to hunt it. Hold on. Wait, where is it? There it is. Hold on. Ah! I think I got it. Is that it? Is that it? There we go. I stunned it. Sorry about that. I just had a sudden...
Okay, about your new PC. Blaze, about your new PC.
Hey, guys, hold on for a second.
Okay, where did Blaze go?
I have no idea. He just said, I'll be right back. But Timster did that a lot.
Okay. Alright. Freak out.
Yeah?
About your PC. You're running Windows XP, and you got distributed.net.
Yeah, of course.
How is that coming?
Not that great. I just reinstalled XP because it's been working terrible. And, you know, I haven't reinstalled distributed.net yet. I've been getting pretty good scores, though. I overclocked my PC.
Alright.
Sorry about that, you guys. My dad had to...
Yeah, he kind of hung us out to dry there. We had nothing to say.
Why?
Get back here.
What?
Never mind. Just get back to work.
All right. So anyway, you're not finding anything UCL?
What?
Brain?
What?
You don't find anything UCL?
My CO? Yeah. What about it?
What were you saying before I left? Oh God, I hate this.
I was saying that there's nothing that goes right at my CO.
Oh yeah. Well, we haven't even been behind hours.
Why?
What?
Why?
Because it's too far away. Freaking parents. If I try to go over there, I can't drive too far away from my house because they'll, like, they always make me take a cell phone with me that, like, I can't use otherwise, and they'll call me if I've been gone for too long, which is, it just pisses me off.
Alright. Four more years and I drive.
Two more years, and I drive and get taken away for a year, and then start driving here, you drive.
Alright.
How's that work? Yeah. But I did find some pretty interesting stuff from the central office. I mean, that Verizon guys just leave around. Some of the coolest crap I have is stuff that they just left around. Remember the line finder?
Yeah.
I forget. It's a really interesting thing. The guy showed me one. He plugs in a module with a jack at the house. Like, this is before at the cross connect areas. Otherwise. Yeah. Referred to other people as cans, including me, cans. They'll plug it in a jack, they'll flip a little switch, and then they'll go after the can with this, like, pen-looking thing, just move it up and down the rows until it starts going beep, 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 beep. And when they get a solid tone, that means they found the line, the pair,
yep.
that little device is plugged into. I really think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Pretty cool.
And the even awesomer part is that I have one of those. So... I found a deactivated phone line before we rebuilt our house. We had this random phone pair that used to be in there that was deactivated, so I plugged it in and switched it on for days, and also one day the guy comes to the door and asks us to remove it. This was like back in 7th grade. I'm in 10th grade. Just about to go to a junior year.
You have been the luckiest guy finding all your crap. I have not been able to find anything. I've been looking in cans, looking in trucks. Dude, I have dove in so many vans and trucks. It's not even funny.
Dude, I have the funniest damn story on how I found that. I came home after school one day, and the guy just left, and hanging, looked like it dropped from the telephone pole, it had gotten caught on a piece that splintered out. It was some wire with that attached to the end, just hanging there. And I pulled it off, and I started, like, putting it in my pocket, and I was like, don't you take that. Don't you touch that, goddamn mom. And I'm like, oh, okay, so I put it down, like, face up, and she wasn't looking. But, I mean, it's just hanging there on the telephone pole. The guys, where it was, I'm saying to myself, how could they not see this? Our Are they, like, giving them away? Did I miss some sort of promotion? Or are they, like, here, now you can run your own central office?
Man, you have told me so many stories about your CO. They seem like the biggest idiots ever. Like they're a jumble load of retards just gathered in a big room.
Any place that's run by people tends to function beyond brain requirements.
You wouldn't believe the service representatives for Verizon. I called trying to see if I qualified for Cut T1 over my ADSL because they apparently offer that. That's what they call it.
Cut T1?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Not T1. But we'll still include the letter and the number, T and 1, within the name. Just to confuse you even further.
Exactly.
Verizon, making progress, backwards, every day.
But I called them and they're like, I have to transfer you to 5,000 people in order to get you a test.
Here, I'll transfer you, and this lady's going to transfer you to see malware. This lady's going to transfer you is another transfer lady. She's going to transfer you on to be transferred to the transfer guy. Now, the transfer guy's going to bring you back to me. Then I'm going to transfer you to Lou, and he's going to tell you what to do.
Well, speaking of really annoying things that the telco does, for a long time, our family had copper going to the telco and fiber going to our house. That way, we could not have DSL for the longest time. I don't know if that was an excuse or if they were serious about that, but we could not get DSL. We tried so many things.
Wait, why couldn't you get it? Because you had fiber?
Yeah, we had fiber going to our house and copper going out.
Wait, how do you have fiber coming to the house and copper?
No, I'm saying that it has fiber going to our house and then copper to the cove from the can. That's what they said. And I don't know if I should take their word for it, but that's what they said.
I just find that kind of interesting.
Either they're really stupid and told us wrong and they have no idea what they're doing anyway, I'm just really gullible and retarded.
They send one line to your house that fiber optic that use pulsations of light to carry over data, as in our voices. And then they have just one single, what would be with a twisted pair, but instead a single copper wire going back to them.
No, you gotta understand, our town is like the old 1700s town thrown into the future. It's a big pair of copper going to the cove from our house. And then fiber going the other way. It's pretty nuts.
I don't think the lady even knew what she was saying. And people out there in TV land who got bored of TV and are now listening to the show, it's been an ongoing joke, but I can describe Brainstown in a few musical notes.
Yeah. I think that should be our outro music.
Yeah, Farmer Town, USA. He watches church on the TV.
Hey. That is not what I do all the time. That was only once.
All right. So, in other news, I'm low on money, and I have a spare dual Pentium 3 motherboard. Anybody want to buy it?
A Pentium 3 motherboard?
Dual.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
Dual Pentium 3 motherboard.
Dual.
It works, right?
You know, I'm always going for duals. I have a dual Pentium 2. Oh, yeah.
They actually made dual Pentium.
They made dual everything.
I know, but I have a dual Pentium 2, and that's my baby. That's what I'm recording on right now.
Oh, and what OS are you using to record?
What am I using to record?
What OS?
Windows 95.
No, just play along. Play next. No, I'm kidding.
What?
No, even all you other radio recorders out there said that you use Windows to record. Man, I hate this. I don't want to use Windows anymore. I want to make Linux my base system. I want to make Linux my, what I use every day. I come home, turn on the computer, there's Linux, not Windows. But I keep running the one fatal error. I can't access the internet through Linux, because I have dial-up still. I know you may be saying, wow, that sucks. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What, have you not found drivers for your modem?
Dude, I bought like 2 modems. There's no drivers out there. There's none. I've searched. I searched based on chipset. I searched based on maker.
I searched based on
advice I got from this old guy. Nothing.
Well, search for modems that work with Linux and buy one of them.
Yeah, the only problem is I want one like instantly. Well, right now I'm out of money.
Well, then sell your old modem. I bet someone's willing to buy them. Anybody want two modems? Two modems, anyone?
Dial-up modem.
I'll take one.
Keep one in your computer, man.
I don't need one. I already have two.
Your computer.
I already have two. I don't need any more. But
I
dude,
I don't own a single modem. I have one, but it's in storage right now.
I would say, you even if you're going to be using like the fastest of new internet, always keep one modem.
It'll be needed sometime.
Yeah, when I get around to it, I'll buy one.
Yeah. You should always have a modem.
All right, you guys, I think we should be wrapping it up. Well, it's been about 20 minutes.
How long have we been going for? You see people out there? That's another thing. Since we're not streaming, we're not watching the time. We're just
you know, but
on, well, we're not going to give you like a 3-hour show. We're going to give you just our thoughts, what's going on.
No, I'm serious. I have to go, so I think we should start wrapping it.
Oh, you have to go?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I just want to say, really fast.
I mean, this is just our intro show. Just say hi.
Yeah, this is this is like our pilot, just without calling it a pilot. It's actually, group. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, the line starts, like, screw up there. Yeah, this is like our pilot show that we're not calling a pilot, and we're actually releasing as our first show, and we're not really having anything planned. So, first I'd like to say, if you like what you hear, please dial 1-800-I-like-what-I-know. Please let us know. We'd like a little feedback, a little positive reassurance. Not like, yay, you did a good job. Like, I mean, like, well, yeah, like that, but not like a mother would do to a little kid, like, yay, you ate the cookies.
You're special.
But, let us know what you'd like to hear. What you'd like to hear us make fun of Brandon with.
Hey! Just because I'm Mormon.
Yeah. But, just let us know. Give us some topics, because we're really empty here. I don't know. And if you look on our website at the time of recording, we have no content. All we have is a link to download this show. We're working on it. We're getting there. I can't access the, web hosting service because they have to have us use some special software, and I'm not high enough bandwidth.
You know, I'll work on that. Probably.
All right, yeah, and our special little trooper over there, Brain, doesn't know HTML.
All right.
That's harsh.
Now wait, no, I'm not saying that he's a bad computer user. I'm just saying, how do you not know HTML? HTML is just text formatting. I mean, come on, man.
I'm in the process of learning HTML, so just give me a break.
Dude, it's not that hard. I accidentally learned it in sixth grade.
You know. Everyone knows that I'm a noob, so just shut up.
Dude, we're all
a noob to HTML.
We're all noobs to some degree.
I mean, I've been telling myself, learn HTML. It's the easiest language, but hey, have I done it yet? Not quite. I've been stuck in doing other things.
We're all noobs. I bet half you guys out there on the forums are better than me. I'll say it right now. Majestic, Decoder, Nada, Nero...
Stank Dog. Don't forget Stank.
Stank Dog. Well, that's implied. That's implied. I mean, he's the least noobiest of them all just for hosting the forum.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I admit right now, I probably don't know as much as you. But, you know, I'm willing to mingle with the rich guys. I'm willing to accept your help. So, you know, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yes.
Anyway, give us ideas and such. And
send us some talk on voicemail. Or send us an email at 9xr@yahoo.com. 9xr@yahoo.com.
All right.
Yes. And remember, the show, we may say 9xr, 9x radio. That's because that was what we were originally calling it, but it's NXR.
Yes.
NXR. Big N, big X. Little R or big X?
Who knows what it stands for? It just sounds real cool.
Well, we're going to use 9X, but like I said, at the beginning of the show, too many letters, too long.
Got it.
So, good night, and don't let the bed bugs, like, crawl through your ass and make you all ornery in the morning.
See y'all later.
All right, bye, everyone.
See ya.
All right, for our music tonight, we had, for the intro, Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child. And for our outro music, it is Charlie Daniels' band, Dueling Banjos.
Thank you.